It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. This is show number two. Of course, we proved in the last one that, yeah, your first podcast usually stinks. And we're going to try to remedy that with this podcast. What we're going to be talking about today is naming your podcast and headlines and how they apply to a podcast. All right, I did this once. As I've told you guys before, I'm a musician, and it works the same way for podcasting. I call it reverse marketing. And what I mean by that is if you go into, let's say, a music store, and the one time I went in, I bought a CD from a guy named Anthony Gomes, and it turned out the reason I bought it is he had a picture of himself playing guitar on the front, and it looked cool, and it was in the blues section, and that got me to listen to it. Once I got to listen to it, I liked it. But the first part was the CD cover. Well, with podcasting, you don't really have a CD cover. If you're out at one of the popular directories, whether it be Podcast Alley or iTunes or things like that, you know, sometimes, like right now, I can't get my picture to show up at the new podcast directory at Yahoo. They're actually using, in case you're wondering, they're using the iTunes tag. And I think it might have something to do with the size of the picture, because I noticed somebody else, minus 300 by 300, which I think is the biggest you can use. And, you know, why not use the biggest you can use? And I noticed that somebody else, their picture wasn't showing, but if you went into their RSS feed, you could actually see the link to the image. The link was live, the picture was there, but it wasn't showing up in the Yahoo directory. So if you're running into that problem, it might be, because I noticed anybody that was showing it was 200 pixels or less. So I haven't verified that. I've got a note into their support people, but I'm not sure how quick we'll get that. But so when you, because I'm getting ready to submit this podcast to all the directories. Now, in case you're wondering, there are a lot of directories out there. And right now I've got about 50 listed out at the School of Podcasting. And I've actually got a tutorial that will show you how, like, I'm going to do this in about probably 5 minutes. I've got a tutorial that will show you how you can use a free tool to submit it to all these podcasts in a blink of an eye. But before you do that, and sometimes you're like, oh, I'm going to submit it and blah, 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 and just, you get so fired up. Sit down and think about it. Go out to any directory and pull up your genre, your category that you're going to be submitting in, and look what other people name their podcast. And here's the key. Look at the ones that you click on that you want more information, and maybe ones that you think you might listen to, and then ask yourself why. That's what I mean by reverse marketing. What worked for you and why? So, for instance, I was originally going to call this The Morning Announcements, because that is kind of the name of the podcast, except if you think about it, if I put that into a directory just with the name The Morning Announcements, you have no idea what that means, you know? So I thought about it, and that's why it's called School of Podcasting Morning Announcements, because School of Podcasting, obviously, you know, it's about podcasting, it's school, it's how to learn, and I think that's enough to get people to know what it is, and then they can click on it. And then the other thing is, now with your description, when I did sales training, they used to call it features, advantages, and benefits. They called it, they'd say you need to fab it. In other words, the feature was, you know, in my case it was copy machines, you know, it automatically flips the paper over. And the advantage was you didn't have to flip the paper over for it, you did it, you know, and the benefit of that was it was faster, you could leave the copier to do it on its own. So, you know, the feature was automatic double-sided printing. Benefit was you could leave the copier and it would do it on its own and you could be more productive. So I say, okay, well, the question is, you have to ask yourself, why should people listen to your podcast? Why? So for this one, it's going to be, you know, you might use, a lot of people like to use questions as an opening statement, such as, you know, are you a podcaster looking for more listeners? Or are you ready to jump in the podcasting, you know, pool? Or whatever your, now that's for me. Now, whatever your podcast is about, you know, that first line has to go out and grab people by the throat to say, look at me. This is why you should listen to this podcast. It's got great music, and then play to people's emotions and paint a picture. It's got great music that's gonna, you know, make it impossible to sit in your cubicle. or it's, you know, whatever. Paint a picture and get people to, and make it brief. That's the other thing. Unfortunately, as much as you would like to write a huge paragraph, that little description, you know, people are in a hurry. They're just browsing. So get out there, make the name of the podcast something that people want to go, oh, that's, I know what that is. I know what to expect when I click on this. And people try to get cute. Now, for instance, I heard today on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, his daughter is thinking of creating a podcast called Pod Save the Queen. Now, that's cute, isn't it? Pod Save the Queen. Get it to play on words. And the music, it was going to be about her talking about emo bands. Well, what does Pod Save the Queen have anything to do with emo bands? And to me, if it was, if I was Christina, I would name the podcast Adam Curry's My Dad. Because that would, if I saw that in a podcast directory, I'd be like, oh, I know, I've heard about this podcast. You know. So it's just one of those things, again, you have to think of it kind of from a marketing standpoint. Name your podcast so that people know what it is, and then so they'll click on it, and then come up with a description that explains, here's why you're an idiot, you know, if you don't listen to my podcast. Here's what it's going to do for you. Here's why you should listen, because that's what the person is thinking when they're browsing. They're like, okay, what the heck? Now, once you get that, then you can submit it to all your directories. So something to think about, because that is a major part of promotion. And speaking of promotion, this is something I'll share with everybody, as well as my students. There's an email out at one of the forum boards, and it's from a guy who owns switchpod.com. Now, that's, I believe, a hosting company. He says, I've developed a way of swapping promotions or a promo. And that's one of the things you can make, like a little 30-second promo. And typically, you want them 30 seconds or less. You can, you know, make them longer than that, but I think most people like 30 seconds. Because I've developed a way to insert promos into feeds of all our free users. So, yeah, this is a hosting company. It says, I have been using it mostly for personal advertising, but I've decided to open it to the public. If you send your promo to me, preferably 30 seconds or close to it, to ads@switchpod.com, I will draw one per month to insert into the feeds. I give each promo 1 month. Well, here's another lesson we can learn. Number one, people reading in a podcast is really boring. So I give each promo a 1 month rotation, as that seems to be about the optimal time. Over the course of the month, the promo will get downloaded thousands of times. So give me an email with your promo to ads@switchpod.com. Now, this was, again, in a forum, in this case, at Podcast Alley. So apparently you don't have to be a customer. So that might be something you want to look into. Another way to get exposure in terms of free stuff, and everybody likes free stuff, is it's a website called prweb.com, and you can actually submit a press release. And that's one of the things I'll be adding to the School of Podcasting is, if you think about it, we've talked about, you know, the name of your podcast and writing a good opening line. And this goes also for each podcast. If you think about it, your show notes, that headline, you want people to go, oh man, I got to listen to this, you know. And so that, again, you need a good headline. So we're working on some resources for things like how to write a press release, as well as how to write a good headline. Because headlines are what, you know, just as much as a headline makes you read something in a newspaper, the headline, the title of your podcast, is what's going to make people click on it and want to hear it. So those are the tips today from the Morning Announcements, the School of Podcasting.com. Come on, check us out. We are adding resources all the time. Just to let you know what I've added recently, I've added some tutorials on basic HTML, which is something you need. I've got some links for more royalty music, or if you are interested in selling your podcast, I found a resource for that. As well as, if you're using WordPress, I show you how to install it and how to browse for a new theme and install it. So those are some things that are going out at the School of Podcasting. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com. Sign up today. Right now, we're still in beta, so it's only $2. So I hope you've enjoyed these tips and insights into what's going on at the School of Podcasting. Feel free to contact me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And you can actually subscribe to this podcast out at schoolofpodcasting.com. I appreciate it. And also, if you are a student of mine listening to this, feel free to go inside and let me know what your podcast is, because we now have a scrolling text on the front of all the students. So we something I just added today, so I add that there. So thanks for listening. I am Dave Jackson, schoolofpodcasting.com, and we'll see you again soon with some more morning announcements.